Welcome to the Tradator Podcast, where budgets are balanced, debt gets destroyed, and alligator expenses get fed before they bite. I am your host, Nate Tanner. The Tradator Podcast is sponsored by Tradator. Go to Tradator.com and sign up for your free trial of the Tradator app to budget by paycheck, build your savings, and knock out debt. With Tradator, you can enjoy life more, worry about money less. Okay, so we've had several questions come in about credit cards. And so I want to address today some of the myths about credit cards that are out there that people commonly fall for. A little bit later in today's show, we're going to have a couple of questions about credit cards. And I want to kind of preface those with a discussion about some of these myths. So let's start with the first myth that I want to talk about. We're going to talk about a total of five different myths today. And the first one is that you need to keep a balance on your card to build credit. That is a false statement. It actually hurts you in terms of credit to keep a balance on your credit card because it takes your credit utilization rate up. And your credit utilization is how much you have credit available to you and how much of that you're utilizing. And the more credit that you're utilizing, the lower your credit score goes. So that is a myth that is very commonly thought, that in order to build credit, I need to carry a balance and make regular payments and do all that. And that's just not true. If you pay as agreed, and if you even have a zero balance, then it goes paid as agreed. And that's the way that things work. But that takes us to our next myth, though, a little bit, is that you should never close a credit card. Because if you have a zero balance on your card, there's a myth that says you shouldn't close it and you need to keep it on there. And while what this does is it gives you more credit for your credit utilization rate, if you have that card that has an annual fee or some other sort of fees around it, then you're paying an annual fee just to keep a card open. And that's not a good idea. You don't want to pay annual fees to keep cards open. And you should close those out if they have annual fees and such. So it is a myth that you can never close a credit card. There are plenty of instances where you should close them and get rid of them altogether. So another myth is that making the minimum payment is enough. And the reason that this is a myth is that, again, it's around paying interest. When you carry a balance, you're paying interest on that balance every month. And the interest on a credit card is going to be tremendous. It's very, very high. And so if you want to minimize your interest payments, then you need to pay that thing off as fast as possible. You want to do that by using the debt snowball method that we've talked about to be able to throw as much money at that as you can to get it paid off as quickly as possible, because you don't want to be paying interest on that and have that high interest rate going against you. The next myth is that it's a good idea to use my credit card for rewards and then pay it off each month. There's this idea out there that if you pay off your credit card every month, then you're okay to have one. And that's a myth. That's kind of a side myth to what this one is. Because a lot of people think, oh, well, I'll just pay it off every month and get the rewards and such. The reason that that's not a good financial strategy is because of psychology more than it is than anything else. Because studies have found that you actually purchase 30% more than you normally would if you use a card. And that's true for a debit card also, actually, that you're spending 30% more if you use a card. And the reason is because a card doesn't have any sort of a, your brain reacts differently to when you swipe a card as opposed to when you pay cash for something. If you think about this, if you have a $100 bill in your wallet, how do you feel about your wallet? you hold on to it really, really close, and you make sure that, let's take that up even. Let's say you have $500 in your wallet. You have 500 Benjamin Franklin sitting in your wallet. You're holding on to that really close, and you're making sure that that wallet doesn't get away from you, right? Because there's a psychology around cash, and we don't like to spend cash, okay? So by using your credit card and paying it off every month, you're actually increasing your spending and spending more than you have to in order to, because, and a lot of times you justify it and say, well, I'm getting points for this. I'm getting rewards. So I can spend. And that's just not the direction you want to go. You want to be frugal around your money and live within your means, of course. But by spending extra money, you're losing out on an opportunity to invest that money or save for retirement or use it for other things that you maybe want more down the line and in the future. Another one of our credit card myths is that I need to have a credit card to rent a car or to stay in a hotel. And this one is, I've heard this one a lot, and we've had questions about, well, how do you do it without it? And the answer is simple. I use a debit card. And I use a debit card just fine to rent a hotel rent a car or stay in a hotel. It works just the same. What they do is they put a pending charge on there, just like they would with a credit card. It doesn't change the fact that they put a pending charge on there, and then they hold on to that pending charge until you check out, and then they release it, and everything's fine at that point. They do that for their protection, of course, because if you have any incidental expenses while you're staying at the hotel, or if you do something to the car, then they have some money to hold back from you. But really, you can do just fine with a debit card, and I've done it for years with just a debit card and not using a credit card, and I have no problem staying in a hotel or renting a car. So let's talk about a couple of more truths about credit cards now that we've debunked some of the myths. And the first truth is, I've already alluded to a little bit, is that credit cards have extremely high interest rates. And anytime that you're paying interest, you're losing money. You want to be the one earning interest, not the one paying interest. And so these cards that have this high interest are just costing you tons and tons of money that's just going up in smoke. And that's, anytime you have a balance on a card, it's causing that interest to accrue, and it's at a very high rate. I mean, I've seen them as high as 30%, where 30% a year is a lot of money that you're being charged to use that credit card. Another truth is that most of the myths around credit card come from banks and card issuers. If you think about it, they are the ones that have the most to gain from you carrying a balance, because then they're going to be able to charge interest. They have the most to gain to help you to think that you need a credit card to rent a car or stay at a hotel, because then they'll catch you into getting that card. And as I was researching some things for this episode, I found that most of the areas that were trying to speak about it were credit card issuers, and that they would perpetuate these myths in order to kind of snag you into using a card and to keeping onto that card. So be careful who you listen to when you hear these myths or hear these things about credit cards, because you always have to look at what the motive of the person behind it is. And if it comes from a friend, who did the friend hear it from? And if you work the way back on the chain, it usually, these myths are said by someone who has something to gain by you using the card. We've also talked about this other truth, but I want to hit on it again, is that you actually spend less when you don't use a credit card. And that's huge, because if you're spending 30% less because you're using cash for things, then you're really saving a lot of money. You're not only saving on the interest that you're not paying 30% interest on your card, but you're also saving a good 30% of your money, and you're able to put that towards other things and use it more wisely. So stay away from credit cards. I know that they are very tempting, and it's there's a lot of myths out there, but make sure that you stay clear of them and that you can keep your financial future bright. Let's jump to a few questions here. Our first question comes from Mark. He says, when can a credit card debt be a good thing? And the answer to that is never. What you're looking for there is again, that myth that you need to carry a balance. And that's really what you want to believe that myth, because you have a balance. And that's just a direction that you don't want to go. There's never a good reason to have credit card debt. Okay. The debt that you're having there is huge interest debt. It's a weight on you, and it's going to take you 20 plus years to pay off if you're paying off on those minimum payments. And so this is not the type of debt that you that is ever good. It's never good to have credit card debt. Okay. Good question, Mark. I hope that my blunt answer for you helps you out. Our next question comes from Amelia, and she asks, is it normal to help my mom pay her gas bills, water, etc.? And the answer to that is that yes, it is normal to help people out. One of the things that being financially free and having financial peace is that you're able to serve others and help them. And that's a huge thing in life, to be able to help others, and especially your family members. And I would guess that your mom is probably in a financial situation that is pretty grim if she's having to have you help pay her gas bills and the water bill and the other bills that she has coming in. So I think that it's wonderful that you're able to help her and that you're reaching out and doing that for her. So keep up the good work with that, because it's a huge blessing for your mom that you're able to do that for her. And it's not a bad thing. I know that it may feel like sometimes a little bit of a burden to you, but don't let it be a burden. Let it be a joy to know that you're helping your mom. After all, she is your mom. She's the only mom you've got, and she is well worth any amount that you can do to help her out. Our final question comes from Peggy, and it's another credit card question. Are credit cards ever necessary, or are they always a bad financial move? Well, like we've talked about, there's some myths out there that they are necessary if under certain situations, and they're all false. There's not a situation where you have to have a credit card. Okay, a debit card works just fine in those situations. And the hang up that people get is that they put a pending charge on there and hold some money back, because that's really that's what they're going to do with the credit card anyway. It doesn't make a difference if it's a credit or a debit card. They're still going to put it through and put a pending charge on there and hold some of it as collateral, if you will, for the room or for the car or for whatever reason. So it doesn't really make any difference between a debit card and a credit card, except the credit card is money you don't have, and the debit card may be money that you feel like you do have. But if you plan appropriately, it's not a big deal. It's not hard, and it's not anything that you ever need. Okay? And really, yes, credit cards are always a bad financial move, because they put you into debt with huge interest rates. And I know I sound like a broken record, but these interest rates are just killer. And they're not anything that you want to get into. They are so high that they just eat away at you so quickly. And the faster that you can get out of that and put the credit cards away and cut them up and not use them, the better. So, good question, Peggy. I hope that that's helpful. If you'd like to submit a question to the Tregator podcast, you can email us at podcast@tregator.com. You can post your question on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Tregator, or visit our website at tregator.com/podcast. We love to hear from you. Keep the questions coming. We really love answering them each day. Be sure that while you're in the social media world that you like us on Facebook and you follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We are at Tregator. And that you also subscribe to this podcast so that you never miss an episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tregator Podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Tregator. Go to Tregator.com and sign up for the free trial of the Tregator app to budget by paycheck, build your savings, and knock out debt. With Tregator, you can enjoy life more, worry about money less. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.